This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, you heard at the top of the hour news that the Chinese are complaining about Elon Musk's satellite constellation because there have been close encounters between its space station and Elon Musk's SpaceX satellites. Well, who's in charge? Is anybody in charge? I mean, anybody can put a satellite up in space? Is that where we are? I don't know who's in charge. I really don't know. But the real estate up there is littered with satellites. Way too many of them. And the Chinese are complaining because they've got to do evasive maneuvers to keep their space station from being hit by Elon Musk's satellites. Now, it's been reported right here at USA Prepares, that Elon Musk's behavior appears to be dangerous and reckless. What seems to be the case, doesn't it? In many ways. And it's not just satellites. It's these self-driving motorized missiles with electric motors. They're crashing into stationary objects. They're crashing into police cars that are stationary, pulled over, helping some motorist that has a problem. And then the Muskmobiles are crashing into them. That's been reported. This has got to stop. These self-driving ships, these self-driving cars, the proliferation of satellites, you know, what goes up comes down. 100%. You put a rocket in space with a capsule on it. What happens to the rocket? Do you think that rocket stays up there? No, the rocket falls down. All the stages of the rocket fall down, including the capsules. They come down. It's just a question of when and where. And I even posted on our website that if space junk lands on our farm, there is a $1 million fine for that. Because it could be radioactive. Imagine that. Imagine a radioactive satellite landing on your property. Do you think you're going to be able to live there after it's been contaminated with radiation? Do you think the federal government is going to let you get back to your farm? Or is that going to be no man's land? Think about that. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, how about that 18, that self-driving 18-wheeler that they mentioned in the news? You know, there is, yay, hooray, a self-driving 18-wheeler did an 80-mile trip. You know, and the thought of that is just terrifying for me.
Yeah, and
you know, to think that they're actually doing this.
And then think about the court case. So when one of these things runs over or kills people, and then there's a court case, and then, well, nobody was behind the wheel. Okay, so who's responsible? Is it the manufacturer? Is it the insurance company? Or does the insurance company say, no, we insure the truck against vandalism. We don't insure it against property damage and loss of life? Or is that an act of God? Was there a lightning strike that got this 18-wheeler confused? This could end up in the courts for years. Who's responsible? Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who should be responsible. We need to redefine the laws so that the CEO of the corporation and all the officers, vice presidents and assistant vice presidents, they're all responsible. And they all get arrested, every single one of them. and they all go to prison when you have a calamity or a catastrophe that's engineered by man. They all go to prison. Same thing with if a company manufactures a product, like dog food, and it kills a whole bunch of dogs because they put Chinese melamine in it, like what happened to our dog, our golden retriever, years ago. What should happen? Do you get a $6 credit so you can get, you know, a new partial bag of dog food? No, all of the officers of the corporation should be arrested, tried, convicted, and sent to prison. Now, if that started happening, you would see a lot more care exercised in every single product, every single one. That's all that has to happen. And if you really want to get creative, you make the shareholders financially responsible for the damage. Now you've got some teeth. Even the shareholders will say, "Listen, CEO, have you lost your mind?" The shareholders will kick the CEOs out of office. That's what'll happen. David, any comments?
Yeah, Elon Musk ain't doing very good. They just found out some guy in Finland just blew up one of his Tesla. It was going to cost $22,600 to replace the battery. And so they put 60 pounds of dynamite on it and blew it up. And they took a dummy and dropped it, Elon Musk, and dropped it on it to blow it up. He's having a lot of, but I do have a question about, we don't hear much about the electric cars, the self-driving vehicles in Gwinnett's neck of the woods. But I've seen in the past quite a while ago that they were talking about implementing, because your trucks are bigger there, what I've seen, because it has to go much longer distances. And so they were using self-driving trucks. Is that actually work going there? Has there been any problems if they have?
I don't know. I don't really have anything to do with the trucking industry, but yes, our trucks do tend to be bigger here. Not so much in Victoria. They are only allowed to have two trailers. But up in the Northern Territory, you get what are called road trains, which can have three, I think, and up to four trailers hooked one on top of the other, you know, one behind the other. And those are really, really big. And as you mentioned, it's because the distances are so vast and they really need to haul a lot of stuff to make the journey worthwhile, I guess. But, you know, I just heard about it on the news just at the top of the hour, and I thought, that's a terrifying thought, you know, self-driving 18-wheelers. That's absurd. That's just horrific.
Yeah, given your environment, such long distance, that's going to take a lot of time to stop. And that's what a human driving it to see, but how in the heck are they going to avoid them situations of self-driving semis?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they make trains for. David, that's what they make trains for. And class, I'm not picking on David. Trains are the most efficient transportation method that I know of. And here's why. Because they don't have the rubber friction of the tires. So every time you rotate a tire as a vehicle moves, whether it be a truck or a car or an airplane, when it moves, the internal friction of the rubber changing shape when it hits that flat spot on the road, that's part of the energy wasting. Trains don't have that problem because trains have steel wheels riding on steel track. Okay, there is no deflection of the steel wheels per se. So, and in terms of the air resistance, it just hits the front of the locomotive. And it's somewhat negligible for each attached car. So I asked one day, how much fuel does it take to go to have a train go across the state of Virginia? About 500 gallons. For a train. That's impressive, right? So that's what we need to be doing. Now, airplanes waste an enormous amount of fuel, and that was one of the things I wanted to mention very briefly. So we're talking about budgeting, and at the end of the fiscal year, this Christmas spending spree, as was mentioned previously right here at USA Prepares today. Well, that's because the federal government doesn't necessarily use something called zero-based budgeting. So every year, each department of the government says, okay, so how much money are we going to need, and how are we going to spend it, and what areas? And what they typically do is they say, well, what did we use last time? So it was a dollar last time, as an example. So it ought to be $1.08 next year. So they budget $1.08, and they get funded at $1.08 when last year was $1. What should be done is something called zero-based budgeting. Zero-based budgeting means you don't say, well, here's what we used last year, and so it's going to cost more this year because of inflation, and we're going to hire more people. What you do is you start out with zero, and you say, okay, what actually are we going to use the money for? And you have to justify every single cent all the way till the final number. That's called zero-based budgeting. As compared to the easy way of doing it is, here's what we squandered last year, let's squander 8% more this year. There should be a law saying all government budgeting should be zero-based, period. That's it. No other option. You can't say, here's how much we used last year, here's what we're going to do this year because it's going to cost more. That's the way we do it here at the farm. We don't look at what we did last year. We look at each year. Each year stands on its own merits. And each year we look at how can we reduce the costs? How? And it's getting hard, you know, with these spending sprees that the government is going on. You know, I got a question from one of the guys who runs the county, the three guys that run the county, the Cole County Commissioners here. And he said, Mr. Finelli, would you support? I complained that there was a rut so big right next to our mailbox that the U.S. Postal Service mail truck couldn't deliver our mail. And they stopped delivering our mail. You know, bills, statements, things like that. We didn't get them because the ruts were so big in the road that the mail jeep couldn't get near our mailbox. So we got a notice from the U.S. Postal Service, we're not going to deliver your mail until the road's fixed. Now, is it our responsibility to fix the road? Well, I called the county commissioners, and I talked to the guy in charge of roads and bridges. And he said, you know, what we really need is a sales tax. See, if we had a sales tax, then we'd have enough money to get some gravel, and we could fix these holes. Mr. Finelli, would you be in favor of that? I said, absolutely not. Why would I be in favor of that? I'll tell you what. Instead of doing that, why don't you guys reduce your salaries? All of you. Reduce your salaries until you can fix the roads. That's what we should do. He didn't like that too much.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. It's really... it's almost painful to see how selfish and unthinking people have become.
Oh, one last thing. We've got a few seconds. So I got a letter saying from the tax assessor, Mr. Finelli, you need to set up an appointment so we can come to inspect your farm. I sent a letter to him saying, no, the gate's locked. You can't come in because of COVID. We're following government recommendations for COVID protocol. You cannot come to our farm.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, pardon the diversion, but I got a letter from the Wright County assessor. I read this, and it's, dear landowner, I've begun my real estate review for 2022 and was by your property this week. Please call our office at the above number so that we may set an appointment to meet at the property to complete the review. We need to get this done as quickly as possible. Thank you in advance for your cooperation in this matter. And then it's signed by the assessor. Okay. My response was, it was dear landowner. Okay. So I wrote inside address landowner and my name and Mrs. Finelli and her address and dear and the assessor's name. Congratulations on your new position as Wright County Assessor. Your files show a tax reduction regarding our property. Your predecessor is in receipt of the pictures documenting our reduction in taxation due to your office's over-assessment of our property. Please send via USPS the procedure and form for filing for a refund for the overtaxation of our property. As indicated in your file, we are following government protocols regarding biohazards and COVID-19 and keep our gate locked. This is for the safety of all concerned, you, our animals, and us. You may not violate this government protocol. I look forward to receiving the documents regarding filing for our overtaxation refund. All communications with me must be in writing via the United States Postal Service unless I am in receipt of written correspondence from your office within 14 days of this mailing. This matter is deemed resolved. Again, congratulations on your new position, landowner Vincent and Mrs. Finelli. Guess what? haven't heard from them. The matter is resolved. Now, this is what USA Prepares teaches. We teach all kinds of things in living in today's society and how we deal with these kinds of situations. Okay? Have you heard of, class, think about this. Have you heard of anybody else teaching this kind of information? I don't think so. David, have you? You listen to the radio more than I do. I don't listen to it at all.
No. But I do have something to ask you about, a comment about your, I was going to bring up anyways, about your property tax situation. I don't know if this is like this in Australia, which I'm interested to find out. Over here, most of our property tax, if I'm correct, a lot of it goes to the school systems to run the schools, besides everything, but bulk of it does. Now, in America here, a long time ago, they created the lottery system. Supposed to help fund all the schools. Well, that ain't happening. Look at the millions and billions of dollars. Where's that going? Now I had some friends that have kids in school. And we went there when they were signing their kid up for school, their kids. They literally had the whole gym where they made these people, the parents, supply everything from toilet paper, everything, even in the offices. They had to supply all the staff this, too. Had a whole gym full stacked up of this stuff. I'm like, where the heck is my taxes going to? My kid's only in school for 12 years of their life if I have a child here. I got to pay that for the rest of my life. Am I wrong on that or what?
Gwyneth, I think the question is to you.
I haven't paid property taxes since 2016 because I investigated the legal basis that they were asserting for their right to charge me money to live on my own land, and I found out that they were in fraud. And so I made up an affidavit asserting the fact that they were in fraud and I wasn't going to be paying my property taxes because they were in fraud. And I went and I researched the High Court precedents and put the precedents into the, into the affidavit. And all that they were able to respond with is more fraud, including issuing me with a fraudulent court order that had a made-up judge's name on the bottom of the court order. This judge did not exist. And so I sent them another affidavit saying, who do you think you're kidding? Basically. And asserting that this judge doesn't exist. That means that your so-called court order is null and void. And that means that
we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention significantly revised its numbers of COVID-19 variants on Tuesday, estimating the Omicron strain accounted for about 58.6% of U.S. cases. The CDC previous estimate was 73.2% nationwide. That's a discrepancy of over 22%, and a massive fall of the CDC's earlier numbers of 95%. The CDC blamed the disease for their inaccurate numbers. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has dropped out of the ATP Cup in Sydney, Australia, starting January 17th. The 34-year-old is opposed to vaccinations. Earlier this month, Serena Williams confirmed that she should not participate in the Australian Open following advice of her medical team. Australian Open organizers have stipulated that all participants must be vaccinated or have a medical exemption granted by an independent panel of experts. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Harry Mason Reed Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands more his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born, and scramble and scrape and work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took, and he knows that there are searchlights all across the country, and there are kids just like he was, and he hasn't stopped fighting for them. And that's, there are a lot of folks who are, Harry, I hope you don't mind if I say this, there are a lot of folks who are slicker and, give smoother TV interviews. But in terms of somebody who's got heart and cares about ordinary people trying to chase the American dream, I don't think there's been anybody ever.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada, at the age of 82. Thanks for listening and wishing you and yours the best in 2022. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Grant, you had mentioned property taxes. You hadn't paid them since 2016. Please continue. And then I've got a couple comments about where the property taxes go.
Yeah. There's a family who lives about 150 miles from here, probably just around about on the outskirts of Melbourne these days. And they are called the Kelly family. And I don't think that they've paid any property taxes in about 170 years. They have around about 270 acres of land, which is their home estate that they have owned since the 1850s at least. And I don't think that they pay their property taxes. And I think that if they don't pay their property taxes, I'm not going to pay mine either. There's another family at Morong, which is just outside of Bendigo, and they are distant relatives, although I've never met them. And they are called the Carter family. And they took their local municipality, which was the Bendigo City Council or Shire Council, whatever it is, the Bendigo municipality, to court, challenging their right to charge property taxes. And what do you know? The Bendigo municipality lost. And that Kelly family, by the way, is the very same Kelly family as the famous outlaw Ned Kelly. So I can't see anybody taking the Kelly family to task and demanding that they pay their property taxes. I think that if they did, I think they might realize that they've bitten off just a little bit more than they could chew. Because the Kelly family had a reputation back in that day, and I think that they still think that they have a reputation to uphold. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, absolutely does. And so here are the numbers, class. So as David said, the bulk of, and I'm paraphrasing, the bulk of your real estate taxes go toward public school education. Some numbers say 70%. I've seen as high as 90% of your real estate taxes go to public school education. So what does it cost to educate one student for 1 year? Okay. Well, in Missouri, $11,000. Now, I'm rounding, so if you look it up, you'll find it. I've rounded these numbers, make it radio-friendly. Missouri is $11,000 per year to educate one student. Now, that's from kindergarten through 12th grade. Now, think about that. $11,000 a year to educate a kindergartner? Really? So it's averaged. $11,000 a year to educate a 12th grader? Really? Okay, that's on the low side. Now, moving on up, you have Florida at $15,000. Illinois at $18,000. Massachusetts at $20,000. Connecticut, $22,000 a year to go to the public training camp. And the winner, Washington, D.C., $26,000 a year. My university education was $5,000 a year. It cost more than twice that to educate a kindergartner in the corrupt state of Missouri. And our revenuer wants to get more from me. I don't have anybody in school. They want more. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that it costs that much to educate someone in a public training camp? And then you go and you read a headline that, like this, educationnews.org. Headline, 13 Baltimore City high school students, zero students proficient in math.
Wow. That's jaw-dropping.
Zero. They can't even get the students to show up to go to school. All true. It's all true. So when you hear us at USA Prepared say we homeschooled our children, we did. All of our children have been homeschooled. Gwyneth, you homeschooled your children.
Yep.
And unless, our son wanted to, one of our boys wanted to go to high school. He'd never been to school before. He decided he wanted to try high school here in Missouri. And I said to him, you're getting dumber by the minute. We got to get you out of there. They had six books in one of his studies was agricultural science. Okay. Learning how to raise animals, learning how to maintain farms, you know, the economics of farming, all kinds of aspects of farming. Good stuff in the book. That's six of them for the entire class. So what the instructor did was he said, I met him. I said, so what's up with no homework? He said, well, we don't have enough books. So you have six books, and so nobody gets any homework because you have six books. But your superintendent wants to buy $180,000 worth of computers? Really? How about some more books? The graduating class is like 44 people. 44 people in the graduating class. Now, not everybody takes agriculture.
And six books.
So if they got maybe another six or seven or eight or ten books, that would have covered the whole thing. So how much is a book? Let's say it's really, really expensive, $40. So for $400, they could get the rest of them. You know, seriously, class, I know we're off topic, but the more times you run something through your brain or a student's brain, the better it sticks, the more they understand, the more they can learn from that and build upon that and learn more. I mean, that's what school's all about. So the teacher says it. The student goes home, reads more about it, comes back the next day. The teacher talks about what they read at home. They discuss it. So that's like three times already that you've discussed the same thing so that the students are able to better grasp and retain that information. That's why there's homework. So not having homework is a great way of making a student less and less dumb. Our son and I happened to visit we'll call it a automotive repair shop. The guy was a senior citizen running the show, and he had labels on the drawers. So the screwdrivers would be put in one drawer, and the wrenches would be put in another, and sockets would be put in another drawer of a big toolbox. Everything was spelled wrong. He himself made labels so he could know where to put all his stuff, but everything was spelled wrong. Like sockets, you know, like sockets, ratchets, sockets, S-C-O-K-T-S. You want this guy working on your car? Really? And that's a perfect example of the training camp, the public training camp. I'm not trying to beat this guy up, but what I am saying is parents need to be involved in the education of the children, and it can't be fixed right away. So the fastest and best thing you can do is take your child out of the public training camp. Then become a school board elected member. Then reduce the school board's budget. That's the plan. And say, Mr. Superintendent, we think it's wonderful that you used to get paid $277,000 a year, and plus the free car and meals and all the other stuff when you're traveling. We're not doing that anymore because we're broke. You know, the guys that are paying for all this stuff, we're broke. So you're not getting that anymore. But the problem is parents don't run for office. They don't show up. And they're being fleeced while they sleep, the parents. David, tell me I'm wrong.
No, and I think somebody, I'm surprised nobody has tried to put any legislation to say, hey, if you're going to homeschool, there should be a credit you can apply for to get that reduction in your property tax. Or when you get to be a certain age, you should have the reduction for that. Now, our area does have a small reduction for seniors and veterans, but it ain't nowhere near that's covering what they're taking out for school.
Okay, so when we first homeschooled our children in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, I said to the school board office, so we're homeschooling, and they said, well, what is your curriculum? I said, oh, because you have to have a plan. I said, oh, that's easy. That's the same. We're going to teach the same things you guys do and more. Now, how could they challenge that, right? Because if we're teaching what they teach, that curriculum must be approved because somebody approved it, and that's why they're teaching it. Okay, so they had no problem with that. And they said, by the way, since we're paying property taxes, I'd like to have all, you know, one each of all the books that you use when you teach these classes. And they said, no, no deal. And by the way, Mr. Finelli, by the way, Mr. Finelli, your children teach a test at 99% on the standardized testing. We would like to include those test scores in our county. And I said, just like the books, no deal. No books,
oh my gosh.
No 99% test scores. Because we would have brought the average up, you know, with our children. So that's how you play the game, okay? You don't have to be bludgeoned into submission. Just like the letter I read. You think there's a single person in the county that wrote a response like that to, hey, your gate's locked and we want to come in and snoop and take pictures? You think there's a single person that said, no, you can't do it? They've got laws saying that they will do it. And I'm saying, no, COVID. And I know that I'm going to have a coughing fit. I know that's going to happen. I mean, I can't prevent that kind of stuff. You know, your body tells you to cough, you start coughing. I start coughing when I approach the gate, from our side of the gate. I've had it. I've absolutely. David, did you hit my buttons on purpose?
No.
Did you engineer this?
No. Hey, I can tell you something funny, though, if you want to hear something funny, to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking about waste products for animals and farm animals and everything. And there was some other better ways. Other people had some unique ways of dealing with the chickens on their farms that we knew. But anyways, you know, with our puppy and with my eye injury, my wife's taking them out. And we clean up after when she's got these bags, you know, cheap bags. And I said, well, hey, I'm worried about you going out at night. It's getting crazy. She said, I got two weapons right in, because he does double bagger. I got two weapons right in my hands, and I'm going for the face if somebody attacks me. And I'm like, she said, they'll be gasping for air from whatever going on in his body.
Yeah. All right. Going into a break, last segment. Gwyneth, I know you've got more to teach. We'll be right back. David's with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I'm just looking up average teacher salary. In New York State, the average teacher's salary, average, 79.6. Man, rounded up to $80,000 a year. Average. Oregon, 61,000. Pennsylvania, 66,000. So when you hear that teachers aren't being paid enough, and if they only got paid a little bit more, you know, they could do a better job teaching, it's crazy, right? So, District of Columbia, 76,000. That's average. Average. How's that possible? California, 79,000. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, now that we're at the last segment of the broadcast, I'll start my class. I've got to get the class started a bit earlier.
I can let you go, Vincent, and I apologize. I'm sorry I maybe changed the subject on you guys. But thanks,
okay.
Gwyneth.
Hey, just, you can stay with us. You can stay with us, Gwyneth. Please continue.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was wanting to talk about today was there's a type of farming which I do here on this property. It's called permaculture farming. It's about making all the different elements of your farm work together to so that your farm works as efficiently as it possibly can, and so that all the elements help each other. Like, for instance, we mentioned about the manure. Not all the horse manure goes down to the gate. Some of it, in fact, quite a bit of it, goes onto my own garden, fertilizes my own plants. And that's an example. And, if you do this, if you sit down and have a think about what your resources are and, you know, try and not see things as being waste. Try and see things as being unutilized resources, okay? And make the various aspects of your farm work together, then you'll find that your farm runs a lot better, okay? And you've got to take account that sometimes you'll get finite resources on your farm. Like, for instance, here we live in a semi-arid area and we have low rainfall. We might get between 12 and 24 inches of rain a year, which is not a lot. And you get the runoff that goes into the dam, and that's our water supply for agricultural purposes for the whole year. And if it runs out, when it runs out, that's it. You know, unless I can, you know, fork out $270 to get 25,000 litres of water delivered to my farm, which, you know, has happened in the past but probably won't happen in the future. So I've got to really be careful about how that water gets used. And, you know, I wrote about a 1,000-word email to Vincent earlier on, and it will probably end up in the letters to Vincent so you guys can all read it as well, probably sometime in the future. But it was, you know, I've got a crop of courgette, okay? My dam has a capacity where it's full of 3 million litres, which sounds like a lot of water. But usually it only manages to fill halfway. I've been here for almost 9 years, and in the 9 years I've been here, I've only seen it full once. And so that means 1.5 million litres of water. But, you know, then the thing is that you've got to take account that you lose some water through evaporation. And, you know, then you've got to have some crops that absolutely do need water, like, for instance, courgettes. So I try and get them going as early in the season as possible so that they grow, they get established on natural rainfall. But are they worth growing? Absolutely, because when they, you know, I pick a few of them, you know, and I have them as courgettes, and then I leave the rest to grow into marrows, which are, you know, big, elongated squashes. This is it. And they're well worth it because they're a simple to store winter staple. And, you know, this is it. You've got to think. And one courgette might last me 3 or 4 days as an individual person, you know. So that's worth, well worth the trouble and the water of keeping them. If I can get 10 or 20 courgettes growing, that's, you know, that's quite a bit of food. That'll feed me for a couple of months during the winter.
I'm reviewing letters that Gwyneth sent me, and she's going to publish them as letters to Vincent. David, thank you. Gwyneth, thank you. See you all tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.